Hi, this is Carrie Grau. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
From your hotel. And then you would think, wait a minute, this is England. This is the heart of the old Christian world. This is the country whose very name points back to the angels and the Anglo-Saxons. This is the land of cathedrals and church bells, Christmas carols that weren't seasonal songs. They were actually part of the cultural soundtrack of an entire culture, an entire people. It's not crazy, I don't think, to expect England to feel like England, Germany to feel like Germany, Switzerland to feel like Switzerland. Or for that matter, you go to Buenos Aires for it to feel like Buenos Aires. Now, before somebody turns me into England's Anti-Discrimination Commission or the local cops for hate speech, this is not about hating people. I'm not talking about treating anybody unfairly. I'm talking about the reality of what's going on, the reality that you can see with your own eyes when you walk the streets, the reality that, you know, the polite class keeps trying to talk you out of noticing. Because once you notice it, you can't unsee it. And once you can't unsee it, you're forced to ask the forbidden question, what is happening to England? We've always been told that England is multicultural. It's diverse and it's inclusive. And all the other buzzwords that sound all warm and safe until you realize that those buzzwords are often used as a substitute for one thing that a nation, that any nation actually needs, and that is continuity, sovereignty. A nation is not just a zip code with an economy. It's not just a geographical location with an economy. A nation, a sovereign nation, is its people, its history, its culture, its faith, a shared set of assumptions about how you live your life. All of that's an invisible glue that holds strangers together and turns them into your fellow countrymen. Now that glue, whether it's in England, Germany, France, anywhere, cannot survive unlimited demographic change. And that's not being racist. That's being mathematical, sociological, and quite frankly, using common sense. Because when you're now walking around London, I think what strikes people is that there are Muslims here. Okay, that's always been true. But it's how confident and unapologetic the public expression is, and how submissive the host culture has become about their own identity. Christianity built the moral architecture of England. Yet Christianity is now treated like an embarrassment, something you've got to hide or you've got to mock. What's really surviving is Islam, and so much of the system bends over backwards now to accommodate it. Why? Why? Why are the English institutions so often brave only when it comes to telling the Christian in their country to sit down and shut up? Why are they suddenly timid, careful when it comes to Islam? She told me that you could almost feel the tension underneath the surface, that you can sense the quiet fear that talking plainly about what she's telling me about would get you labeled, punished, smeared, maybe even targeted. And she says that the fear is the real story. The fear tells you that something has shifted. And this is an expat that I've known for, I'm trying to think, gosh, 20, 25 years now. When she tells me how the fear seems to have shifted, I think that's because in a truly free society, you don't have to whisper about what you can see. So I started digging in. The Muslim population in England and Wales has grown substantially over recent decades, especially in the major cities. And in a lot of the urban areas, it's no longer the small minority. It's actually a concentrated block. And concentration matters, because concentration starts to change the local culture, the local politics, the local educational system, all of the local norms. And then once those local things start to change, that then has a continuing effect, and it creates parallel communities. It doesn't create a melting pot. It doesn't create e pluribus unum. I know that's our motto, not England's motto, but that's what Western civilization traditionally is. Now, take France, for example. Or just take France. Anyway, France has just always been, they've been the French. And I've always learned that traveling in France, that you've got to recognize that, okay, I'm going to make a generalization. So they're uppity and they look down on Americans. Okay, great. We saved your butt in World War II. Otherwise, you would be speaking German, blah, 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 blah. And I will make an attempt, and I recognize that I don't speak French. So I will be somewhat, you know, sorry, you know, apologetic. I don't speak French, but can you help me order dinner? Or can you tell me what the price of this is, whatever? So you learn to adapt. I don't expect them to conform to me. I'm in a different culture. Now, I picked out France because I don't speak French. And the French are a little haughty about their culture. And I respect that. I'm picking on London primarily because of my conversation with my expat friend, but also because we have a common language and we have a common background and we have a lot of common mores, morals. We have a lot of common things, common traditions that despite our Revolutionary War and despite our, you know, our very public divorce, we still got along. we still took care of the kids. We had joint custody and we treated each other with that kind of respect. But once that concentration changes the local culture and changes everything that goes with that, you know, the politics, the schooling, all the normal things of a community, then those start to pop up everywhere. And that becomes not different flavors in one national stew. It becomes something entirely different. And I think here's a symbolic moment that should stop any of us pretending that this is a minor issue. Muhammad. Muhammad became the most popular baby boy name in England and Wales 2 years ago, and has continued to hold the top spot in 2024 and 2025. So what does that mean for their culture? I'll be right back.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Welcome back to the Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. So if you like what we do on the weekend program, you might like what we do during the weekday, Monday through Friday. And if you'd like to check that out, it's really easy to do. On your iHeart app, your iHeart Radio app, search for this particular station, 850 KOA, which is at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. I broadcast out of that station Monday through Friday, The Situation with Michael Brown, 9 to noon Mountain Time. 9 to noon Mountain Time at 850 AM and 94.1 FM. So once you find that, set that as a preset, and then you can stream, listen live to the weekday program, and that'll give you the weekend program and the weekday program. So take a listen. Back to Muhammad, the most popular boy name in England and Wales since 2023. That's not conspiracy. That's just fact. It's actually recorded in the official stats that you can find for yourself. So I don't care what your personal feelings are, but I think that fact is a giant flashing sign that says, oh, the future is changing in the United Kingdom. That's just the demographics. Think about the politics. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, is a Muslim. And again, I'm not saying a person's faith automatically makes them fit or unfit for office. But what I am saying, it reflects the shape of the city now. London, I don't think, is any longer a diverse metropolitan area. London is increasingly a city, one of the major cities in the entire world, with its own identity that is actually drifting away from the nation that surrounds it. And if you're a normal person, not a professional activist, not some sort of think tank parasite, not some sort of media mogul, you might ask an obvious question. Is it fair for the capital of England to not feel English? Is it fair for ordinary people to be told, hey, this is just normal, get used to it, when what they're really being told is, your culture is going to shrink and disappear. Your heritage will shrink and be diluted. Your confidence must be crushed, and you can't complain about it. Because isn't that what's really going on? And it's not just immigration. It's not just a new restaurant opening up. It's actually a slow, methodical transfer of cultural power. And here's where I think it gets really interesting and serious for that matter. Islam is not merely a private spirituality. It's not like, you know, I consider myself Christian. And of course, Christian, that I hope pervades my morals and how I conduct myself. But I have a different, I have a religious system. But I also have a separate legal system. I have a social political system. And it's not all the same. Islam is. Now, that's not me being dramatic. That's Islamic jurisprudence. And that's what Islamic jurisprudence actually claims, that Allah's law stands above man's law. Now, when that worldview starts to get stronger within a liberal democracy, you're obviously going to get friction. Those two are going to collide with each other. What's great about this country is that we have freedom of religion. And so whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian, Catholic, Jewish, you're Sikh, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, you can participate in this society. And then over that society, while you adhere to your particular religious standards, your particular religious beliefs, you are still subject to a cultural, legal, social, political system that adheres to all, that applies to all of us. So again, the friction occurs when a worldview grows stronger within a liberal democracy, because you get pressure on things like free speech. You get pressure on public education. You get pressure on all public institutions. Pressure to create pressure in this case, where criticism is actually hate. Pressure to enforce respect that is not and will not be reciprocated. So all of the elites in Western civilization, what they do time and again is retreat. They retreat on the language. They retreat on tradition. They retreat on common sense. They retreat on the simple right of the host nation to say, this is who we are, and if you come here, you join us. E pluribus unum. Out of many, you become one. Instead, I think what's happening in the United Kingdom is, we will change you. We will adapt to you. We will reshape our public life around your sensitivities. And then we'll get called marginalized, even, or not we won't, but they will call, say they're marginalized, even when they grow in influence. And then we'll call the historical majority privileged, even while they're being told to apologize just for existing. The point is, that's kind of how a nation begins to unravel. It's like progressive politics. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. It happens not with one dramatic, apocalyptic moment, catastrophic or dramatic moment. It happens with 1,000 small surrenders. Now, as a Christian, I'm called to love my neighbor. But we're also called to tell the truth, to be courageous. So loving my neighbor doesn't really mean handing my neighbors the keys to my house and then pretending it's bigotry to ask, hey, what are you going to do with my house? Love doesn't mean self-destruction. Compassion does not mean cultural suicide. And tolerance does not mean tolerating the erosion of the very freedoms that made tolerance possible in the first place. So what do we do? I think at some point we have to separate people from ideology. You treat individual Muslims with dignity, fairness, decency, humanity. But you don't lie to yourself about what the ideological challenges are that come with large-scale demographic change and the growth of a religious political system that struggles and actually rejects pluralism and free speech. London's disappearing. London's the canary in the coal mine. And I think my friend is absolutely right. Watch carefully what's happening in London. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-292-7788. That's 800-292-7788. 800-292-7788.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Time when President Trump was obviously distracted with a whole bunch of other pressing matters, Venezuela, the Iranians, Greenland, and, of course, preparing for his trip to Davos. But I kind of waited all week long for Trump's response to a provocation that the Canadian Prime Minister did, and sure enough, it came in a morning post on Truth Social. The Canadian Prime Minister has set our neighbors to the north on a path straight into China's geopolitical orbit by doing so with a new trade deal that's going to inevitably create a Chinese puppet nation on our northern border. So Trump on Truth Social, in response to a story at Just the News headlined Deal with the Devil, How Canada's New Partnership with China Could Backfire, Trump wrote this. If Governor Carney thinks he is going to make Canada a, quote, drop of port, close quote, for China to send goods and products into the United States, he is sorely mistaken. China will eat Canada alive, completely devour it, including the destruction of their businesses, social fabric, and general way of life. If Canada makes a deal with China, it will immediately be hit with a 100% tariff against all Canadian goods and products coming into the United States of America. And, of course, thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT. Trump is absolutely right on this one. Absolutely right. And what really bothers me the most is that Mark Carney, the prime minister, the current prime minister, is a globalist. He is he's an absolute perfect example of everything bad and wrong that the World Economic Forum stands for, because he is part and parcel, a part of the World Economic Forum. He's a true globalist. He's the former head of the Bank of England. He's a central banker. He's a globalist. Now, understand, this is not just a casual note by Trump to a friend. This is the president of the United States of America, and he is reminding the prime minister of Canada that the Monroe Doctrine, or the Donroe Doctrine, if you want to be cute about it, doesn't just apply to communist-friendly tin-pot dictators in Central and South America. As has always been true, quite the contrary. The Monroe Doctrine applies to the entirety of the Western Hemisphere. And though Canada loves to pretend that they're a part of Europe, Canada sits squarely in the western part of this world. So I think we ought to remember what some recent events have really been about. You think Venezuela was about oil? You think Venezuela was about the drug cartels? You think Venezuela was about the corruption of Nicolas Maduro? Yes, it was about all of those things. But Venezuela was really about China. The Panama Canal. Do you think it's about Trump being pissed off that we gave it away, gave it back to the Panamanians? Yeah, yes. Do you really think it is about rates of U.S. ships or U.S. flagships going through the canal? Yes. What was the Panama Canal controversy about and still about? Communist China. Cuba. I really think we'll see regime change in Cuba 6 months, maybe less. I don't know. Do you think Cuba was really about cutting off Venezuela and Russian oil? You know, to some degree, it's true. Do you think regime change is about really getting rid of the Cuban communists? You know, to some degree, probably. Do you really think it's about expanding business interests in Cuba, American business interests in Cuba? Yes, to some degree it is. But what's Cuba truly about? Communist China. Colombia, same thing. It's about communist China. Greenland. What's Greenland really about? Do you think it's about the rare earth minerals? Do you think it's about all the natural resources? Do you think it is about our air bases and our Golden Dome, Space Force? It's about all of those things, but what are all those things about? Russia and communist China. Everything, everywhere, all at once, it is all about China. It is about getting the communist pestilence out of the Western Hemisphere. And I'm 1,000% for that. Now, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, apparently he thought he was immune to this effort by the United States. Well, guess what, Mr. Prime Minister? You are not, and you're about to find out the hard way. Thus, as an opening salvo, President Trump promises a huge new elevated tariff on Canadian imports. And trust me, that's probably only the opening salvo unless Carney relents. Now, I want you to note also that in that Truth Social post, Trump's a great troll. He takes to referring to Carney as governor, the same minimizing epithet he applied to marginalized Carney's predecessor, Justin Trudeau, absolutely with too great effect. And it's not an accident. This is Trump putting Carney in his place as the leader of a fairly minor nation on the global stage. It's a reminder to Carney who is really in charge here, and it's Donald Trump, not him. Note also that Trump reposts a link to a very good story over at Just the News with a headline, Deal with the Devil, How Canada's New Partnership with China Could Backfire. And indeed it could. Beijing betrays his calls to preserve the international order that he says is under threat from Donald Trump. And Canada's economic independence on, or dependence on the United States may cause Carney's plan to backfire. When he was in Davos this past week, Carney warned the attendees that the so-called rules-based order established by the United States and its allies in the wake of the Second World War, he pointed out that it's fraying amid the reemergence of a great power conflict. And we are in the midst, historically we are in the midst of a humongous power conflict right now. And that's between, no, not the United States and Russia, that's minor compared to this one. And that's between the United States and China. Carney said, every day we're reminded that we live in an era of great power rivalry, that the rules-based order is fading, that the strong can do what they can and the weak must suffer what they must. But he called on Canada and our European allies to band together to preserve that order in the face of challenges from the United States. And he actually warned that, quote, the middle powers must act together because if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. Well, the dumbass dingo's running off to the very guy that would eat him alive, Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, and the head of China. Carney really is stupid. He made no secret of his purpose. The New Deal, which represented Canada recalibrating their relationship with China, actually sets up the country for the New World Order, but that's a New World Order in which the United States ally would try to distance itself from us, which is really stupid on his part. And then when Carney left Beijing, the new so-called strategic partnership committed China and Canada that they were going to increase their trade and investments as well as closer collaboration on the very global governance that Mark Carney says that Trump has abandoned. So the two countries also promised close cooperation on law enforcement. Well, that's a joke. Focusing on drug trafficking and cybercrime. This is the very definition Mark Carney is. He's a living, breathing definition of a useful idiot. He thinks that focusing on drug trafficking and cybercrime or increasing cultural exchanges, that somehow he's going to keep the upper hand or a balanced hand with China. He won't. Xi Jinping is as ruthless, as bad as Mao Zedong, as bad as Karl Marx, as bad as Vladimir Putin, as bad as Nicolas Maduro, as the Castro boys, as all of them. And he wants to go play with him. He's crazy. Now, the Heritage Foundation, Brent Sadler says that Prime Minister Carney's trip to Beijing absolutely makes no sense. It might feel good at the moment to try to stick his finger in what he thinks is President Trump's eye. The reality is he went to a country of an authoritarian communist regime that does not acknowledge or respect religious freedoms, personal rights to freedom of speech. They have the social credit system that you get judged on every day and access to services, let alone medical services and everything else, and then said it's everything that's antithetical to what the Canadian people seem to think and embrace in a liberal society. He makes no sense. Oh, it makes total sense to me. I get what the Heritage Foundation is saying. Brent Sadler, by the way, is the one that wrote that. But what I think Mr. Sadler would more be stronger to point out is what I just said. Mark Carney, as Prime Minister of Canada, insofar as Beijing and Xi Jinping are concerned, is a useful idiot. And Xi Jinping will walk all over him because he knows that he's a weak, pathetic character. Indeed, China's human rights and the horrible record they have is ignored by the globalist Mark Carney. I'll explain why that's even worse next.
Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year, when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, scream in terror, and start looking for new ways to save money. If that's you, why not cut your wireless bill in half with a saver plan from Pure Talk? You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast 5G network for just $20 a month. Ho, ho, ho. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in minutes. Again, talk, text, and data for just $20 a month.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Reading Online Marketing's the name. We'll grow your brand, bring you the fame. Right here local, we're the team that choose. Your success online, we'll never lose. Strategies, fresh results, top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about this foolishness of the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, who is, I think just because he's so infested with Trump derangement syndrome that he somehow believes that everything that Trump's trying to do to protect the Western Hemisphere, which includes his nation, from Chinese communist influence, that you combine the Trump derangement syndrome with his globalist mentality, he's turning to China, somehow think he's going to stick his thumb in Trump's eye. It's not going to happen. And in fact, what will happen is at some point, Beijing will take advantage of Canada just like they have every other country in South America or any other place where they've put all their money. The United Nations, a key governance body of the so-called rules-based order that Carney supports, found back in 2022 that China was indeed responsible for committing serious human rights violations, particularly against the Uyghur minority group in the eastern region of Xinjiang. Now, the report from the High Commissioner for Human Rights concluded that the Muslim Uyghurs, citizens of China, face imprisonment, harassment, torture, cultural erasure. Now, Beijing justifies that repression as being anti-terrorist. And the report says that the Chinese government refers to the Uyghurs to the vocational education and training centers. Oh, to those places. The camps. There's no legal basis to do that. And those detainees, they've been testified to torture in those facilities, forced medical procedures, beatings. I mean, it's horrible what they do to the Uyghurs. Even our own State Department determined back in January of 21 that the Chinese government had committed both crimes against humanity and genocide against the Uyghurs. And the State Department likened the treatment of the Uyghurs to the genocide perpetrated by Hitler's Nazi regime in Germany. It's not often good to compare things to Hitler. This is a valid comparison. China doesn't respect the international law of the seas. 2016, an international court ruled in favor of the Philippines because they'd accused China 3 years earlier of encroaching on their maritime rights in the South China Sea. Beijing is on the march everywhere. They're looking for world dominion. And China doesn't care. They don't care about the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. They wouldn't recognize the judgment. So beyond the accusations of the political double talk, Carney's going to face an indisputable fact of economics, and that is the United States is Canada's largest trading partner by far. When you look at Canadian government stats, more than 75% of all Canadian exports are destined for this country. Just over 10% go to the Indo-Pacific. Nearly half of Canada's imported goods come from the United States, and barely a quarter come from the Indo-Pacific. Carney is now on the clock, and I think he's going to find that he made a huge mistake in doing this. But it all is a great example of how, at least in Trump world, people are willing to shoot themselves in the foot. They're willing to betray their own nations because they despise Donald Trump so badly. That's not good for a rules-based world order where the United States is supreme. Talking to a friend at dinner a couple of nights ago, he's very interested in politics. He's very interested in what's going on around the world. But I wouldn't call him, don't get me wrong, he's smart as a tack. But his focus is on other things, education and how we can improve education in this country and how government schools are so poorly run. And that's really his main area of interest. But he made a comment to me that I thought was so insightful. And that was, you know, as much as he dislikes the way Trump behaves, acts, or talks, he gets the chess game. And he gets that as much as he worries about his children and his grandchildren, he sees that what Trump is doing, sure, it's risky, but what he's really trying to do is he's trying to change and protect the United States from all of these enemies abroad that really want to see us fail, that don't want us to see the superpower of the world. And so far, Trump's doing it really without putting troops on the ground. Now, he and I, that then kind of veered off into a conversation about what's going to happen in Iran, because in Iran, well, the internet's back up, and so we're going to start seeing how much damage has been done by the mullahs and the Ayatollah. But when an entire bazaar, when you take Tehran, and it's not students, or it's not political activists, or it's not religious groups, but when commercial activity in all of the bazaars in Tehran come to a complete halt, the drapes are closed, the doors are locked up, there's no traffic, there's no commerce going on whatsoever, that is an economy that is at collapse. And Trump knows that. And Trump knows, while I personally worry about the timing, because I don't know how long they can hold on, but just as he is rearranging things in the southern hemisphere, in the western hemisphere, the southern part, and while he's trying to rearrange things in Europe, and while he's certainly rearranging things in the Middle East, the Iranians will be the next challenge. And that might involve military activity. We'll have to wait and see. But Mark Carney, what you ought to do is wake up and realize the world's moving, and it's to your advantage to be on our side, not China's. Again, thanks to everybody for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I so much appreciate it. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthier this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet, private packaging, because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.